I'll be introducing Doug Gladden here. Is it Gladden? Yes. Gladden. All right. He has a lot of accolades like Judge Hervey. He advocates on behalf of the wrongly and unfairly convicted, but he started his career as a prosecutor in El Paso. In 2016, he was named the Appellate Prosecutor of the Year by the Dallas DA's office, and in 2020, he was named Prosecutor of the Year by the State Bar Texas Criminal Justice Section. He's also been recognized by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and has won the Prosecutor Service Award and by Dallas County as an Employee of the Month. Now he practices exclusively criminal law, and he's also authored two laws that the legislature enacted, the Richard Miles Act and Bose Law. And there are numerous other accolades, but I will give you Doug for his presentation. Thank you, Doug.
Thanks. Thanks, Carson. Thanks, everybody, for having me here. Thank you to the University of Texas School of Law for this program. I want to do a quick sound check for this presentation, so y'all just bear with me. It's not every day I get to stand in front of my colleagues and play my walk-up song.
Try to be best, because you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. And nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around.
Okay. Y'all bear with me this morning. My voice is coming and going. My daughter brought home something from school last week, and I'm now getting over it. Have kids, they said. It'll be fun, they said. But we're going to talk about formatting your briefs today, a little bit different from the legal issues we've been talking about. I'm not going to discuss much law with you. But I want to start by asking some questions. Who in here cares about how they dress when they go to court? Show of hands. Who has special clothes that you wear to oral argument? Show of hands. Okay. Jim Hugler in the back. What brand suit do you wear? No idea. Michael Falkenberg, do you know what brand suit you wear? No. Okay, but you're wearing a suit. What brand shoes do you wear, Jim? Johnston & Murphy. What type of watch are you wearing, Jim? A Seiko. Takes a licking, keeps on ticking. Okay, now who has special templates that you use for your legal briefs? Okay, do you know what font you use? Okay, do you know what type of line spacing you use? Do you know your margins? Do you know how you number your headings? I want you to think about brief formatting like this. Good brief formatting is like wearing a suit for a lawyer. But keep this in mind, the Court of Appeals is going to see your suit a couple of times a year if you get oral argument. They might see the shoes you wear. They're not going to see your watch, but the courts and their staff are going to see your briefs in every case. Every justice I've talked to on the appellate courts, they read your brief at least once, maybe twice. They're going to see your font choice, your spacing, your margins, and your headings every time. You're not going to win an appeal because of the suit you wear to court, and you're not going to win your appeal because of how you formatted your brief. But if you care about how you dress yourself, you should care about how you dress your written work. We dress for court to follow the court's rules, dress code, and to look professional. We care about formatting for similar reasons, to follow the rules and to make our work readable. The effort you put into your appearance affects the effort you put into your performance. It's no different with briefs. Writing is thinking, and part of good writing is good formatting.